Okay, so now we're in the after show. This was a thing I was kind of thinking about doing, yes, but I hadn't decided.
Idea. Have an after show. Oh my goodness.
I want to drive people to the Patreon thing.
Yes.
So, all right, what's your news?
News is this. So, remember I had one workshop. I had a workshop in the UK. I then moved to another workshop in the UK. I then moved to Montana, set up one workshop in Montana, and then got a warehouse in Montana right next to the current workshop in Montana. Well, my wife and I are going to be setting up a second workshop back in the UK so that we can live between the UK and the USA and have a place that's closer to family. And so what the YouTube viewers are going to see soon is me setting up another workshop to be able to film this from.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is this like a full scale, or is this a personal workshop where it's like just you and your personal tools?
Well, I think that it's going to be a little bit more like that, a little more like a personal workshop. There is the idea in the back of the head of being able to set up European-based e-commerce thing.
Oh,
yeah. You know, because right now, if somebody wants to buy a hammer from us in the UK, they're spending like $46 shipping, and then they've got to pay the VAT, the sales tax on top of it. Paying $46 in shipping, that's 200 plus 46 by, you know, 20% of that. I mean, it sucks for them to have to buy products from us while we're in the US. They'd still be paying VAT on it, but at least it wouldn't be that much in shipping. So there is that idea in the back of my head of having a European location to sell our products from. But for now, I think the idea and the main priority, I mean, it's such a big challenge to have to set up another workshop from scratch, fundamentally, because I need to keep this workshop because I'm going to be back here filming from it, and we're still going to be producing things from this workshop. So I'll be back and forth. So it needs to be another workshop, and that's enough of an undertaking that I'm kind of happy to make that a one-man band operation. And I'll just largely film myself and do that and continue to have our editor work remotely. And so, yeah, it's going to be another fun challenge.
That's wild. But keep biting off these huge things. Like when you moved over here, I was like, he's going to sell everything, all of his tools.
Right.
It's all going, starting from scratch. Blew my mind. But your existing shop is full of amazing things. I don't know how you find all of those tools, but
unfortunately, just very expensively. Unfortunately, everything's available if you'll pay for it. The US workshop was really expensive to set up compared to the UK workshop. The UK workshop, when I sold it, I sold all of the big equipment for £17,000 total. So that's lathe, Bridgeport, surface grinder, two power hammers, a hydraulic press. Well, in the US, that's about $20,000 or so. I spent that on just a lathe and a Bridgeport here.
Ooh. And then they fell off the truck.
So I had to then, you know, wait another couple months for the actual lathe and Bridgeport that we have to arrive.
Gracious.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what happened. Invariably, in the UK, there wasn't a time crunch. I was setting this up from the age of 11 when I started, is when I started accumulating tools. And you know how it is. If you slowly accumulate stuff, you'll find good deals. But because I was trying to accumulate things rapidly for the US workshop, I paid more than I would have if I kind of waited for the deals to arrive. So it's all fine, and it's all just part of the process. But it's going to be fun. Set up a whole workshop, and it's going to be a good time. And the best bonus for these folks listening in the after show is the next workshop is going to be the old workshop.
Is it really?
Yes, same one.
So someone who comes to your channel for the first time in, let's say, a year from now is going to be so confused about the timeline of your videos.
I'm like, wait, that workshop has a green floor too, and the flags are in the same place. This doesn't make sense at all. Why is this 2021 and this one's 2017? That makes no sense.
Anything else for the after show? Anything? Any other secret? Any upcoming? Anythings?
Great question. Secrets.
That's a terrible question. That was the most general question I could possibly ask you.
Well, look, here's the thing about when people ask questions and, you know, being friendly, you generally don't say it's a terrible question.
Well, I appreciate that then. That's very nice of you.
I didn't find it a terrible question. I think it's just my kind of bumbling British nature to say just great question to anything. Just my response to anything is fantastic. Yes, good, good. Yes, so my mother, she broke her hip. Oh, fantastic. That's good. Good thing you're doing well. Wait, hang on a second. I've got to focus more on what they say. Yeah, bad. It's bad. The British really kind of seeps all the way through, and it's a big problem.
At least it's polite, though.
Well, Bob, do you have any secrets that you could tell the viewers in the after show?
Oh, gosh. I don't know when this is going to go out, so the secrets for me are hard. We plan really far ahead, and we keep things really close to the chest. So, no. Not that I can think of. Great question, by the way.
Tell them.
Yeah, nothing that I can think of. I don't know when this is coming out. I wanted to get back to doing this show because I just think a lot of people like you are really interesting and get when you do interview, not you, but when people do interviews, they get pigeonholed into a particular type of question. And I think people are really interesting and I want to find out more about people. And so you've been on my list to do this with for a very long time. And when I got back and finally decided I wanted to do it, I want to make sure that you were one of the first few people that was doing it with.
Well, so, I like it. It's a fun format. And I think it's really special to just kind of be able to talk and chat and cover the bases a whole lot more than just the typical, well, I started blacksmithing when I was 11. Because, you can read somebody's bio and find that out. So I think it's really exciting. I can't wait to listen to more of them.
Well, hopefully I'll have quite a few before this one, or when this one comes out, I'm going to try to stack up a few of them. So, all right. Well, about the workshop, one more thing there before we go. Do you have any idea about how much time you're going to be spending between the two? Or is that still just kind of
a little bit up in the air? Because for the first visit back to the UK, we just don't know when the borders are going to be open. So we don't know when we're going to be able to get back into the US. The general idea is kind of roughly split our time about 50-50 or something like that. So some of the time will be here, some of the time will be there. It might add up to 6 months here, 6 months there. Might kind of change in one way or the other. We'd like to be able to, right now we're renting a house here. We'd like to really be able to buy a tiny little apartment, be able to have something to come back to here that's a little more permanent than a Airbnb. So we'll be working on all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's really exciting. I'm happy for you. Happy that having two workshops on different continents is even an option for you. I think that is super cool.
Isn't that special? I mean, it's going to be a ghastly expensive thing to do, but it's really special that it's in the cards, and that's exciting. I'm very grateful for being able to be in that spot.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you. Thank you again for this hour and 15 minutes. I do really appreciate it.
I've had such a great time. I'm so grateful to have been on. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Awesome. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.